Why do the spells I cast not work? What could be the reasons for this? And, you know, obviously probably asked by a beginner, but I think there's a lot of people in that boat that, you know, they're
Sure.
trying to cast spells and nothing's happening and they're frustrated. And what could be the reasons for that and why?
Sure. And my first question to them would be, what is your proof that it didn't work? It's not because you used the wrong color candle.
Yeah.
It's because if you weren't, there's a couple of different reasons why spells don't seem to work. One of them is that if you are not focused on what you're doing, and you know, your intent is to cast a love spell, but in the back of your head you know that tax time's coming up. You have to be really focused, and that's why there is so much ritual.
Right.
Is to keep you focused on what your intent is, and that's why it's probably best to do spells alone in a quiet, dimly lit place. You know, anything that will keep you focused and as close to meditation as possible.
Right.
So our minds don't, you know, take us and run with us to mundane places.
Right. Okay.
So I think a lot of it has to do with how well you're focused. And the other thing that I would say is that it's not necessarily not working. Maybe it just isn't working the way that you expect it to.
Right. And maybe it's working in mysterious ways behind the curtain. And you know,
mm-hmm.
in a few weeks you'll realize, wow, it really did work, but I didn't even realize it was working.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Which is what usually happens. But I guarantee you that it's not because you burned the wrong kind of incense or stood facing east when you were supposed to be facing west, or, like, again, the wrong color candle.
So above all else, the rituals and the ceremonial nature of casting a spell is more to keep somebody focused,
mm-hmm.
and focus is one of the main components that will make magic and spells work for you.
Absolutely. Focus, intent, and belief.
Okay. Wonderful.
You can cast a spell with your finger.
Yeah.
You don't need to use a big wand with a big crystal on the end of it.
Right.
It just looks cool and is more fun.
And of course, it takes practice to get that kind of focus to be able to cast a spell with your finger, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Practice and meditation and visualization and all those things go into that, I guess. Okay, wonderful.